disrupt, and the body tries to heal that. And if the body's not effective doing that, you can get a painful area in the tendon. And the goals of treatment are to try and get the body to quit hurting, to heal, and not have this happen again.
Again, Dr. Michael Sullivan joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of the Southeast Georgia Health System. Okay, well, Dr. Sullivan, one thing that I saw, you've got an article that's actually coming out in the next issue of the Southern Sports Edition, and I actually saw that article and had a chance to read it. And there was something that caught my attention that you wrote about in that article. Something as simple as squeezing your fingers together can cause tennis elbow?
Something as easy as moving your wrist back and forth over and over. You know, we talk about tennis and sports and golf and sports, but sometimes gardeners will get it from using a weed eater or just pulling weeds. It's a lot of the pulling of the wrist, either in the towards the back of your hand or towards the palm of your hand.
Okay, and from that article that I was reading, most folks don't end up having to have anything major done, but some folks do come to you and ask for a shot. Now, talk about what type of injection that is to help with the elbow.
The most common injection is an injection with a little bit of local anesthetic, as well as a small amount of steroid directed right towards the lesion in the tendon to decrease the inflammation.
What type of process must a person go through to get this thing back to normal to where they don't experience any pain?
Well, the real cure is by activity modification and exercises. The physical and occupational therapists do a great job of teaching people those exercises so they can do them at home. Essentially, it's stretching. That's a key part, and they have to avoid some of the activities that hurt their elbow. If you're going to participate in your sport, you got to participate. But around the house, things like weed eating or pulling weeds or lifting heavy boxes, you might do them a little bit different until you're healed. 9 out of 10 people get better, and we give it a whole 6 months before we even consider surgery.
Oh, wow. Now, I also saw something in your article. You made a mention of counterforce braces. Exactly what are those?
Sure. A counterforce brace can be thought of as a shock absorber. So if these are tendons that attach at the elbow and move the wrist back and forth, and there's too much force being transferred to the elbow, a counterforce brace is a little brace, usually with a gel pad in it, and you put it over the muscle itself, not over the painful elbow, and it acts as a shock absorber. Some of the force goes to the brace and doesn't go to the elbow.
Again, Dr. Michael Sullivan joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Okay, Dr. Sullivan, would it ever get as bad? I'm assuming it would. I mean, this is something that if it got bad enough would require surgery?
There are people that have surgery on this. If it's not, in fact, 1 out of 10 of people that have this condition don't get better and consider surgery. It's a very painful condition. If every time you move your wrist, it hurts at your elbow.
What would be involved in this surgery? How would you go about correcting someone having tennis elbow surgically repaired? What do you do?
The surgery itself is very straightforward. Under anesthesia, so you don't feel pain, you make an incision right over where it hurts, go down to the tendon, remove a very small portion of the tendon, but the portion of the tendon that's abnormal, and then stitch the rest of the tendon back together. The surgery itself is far under an hour. It's usually under half an hour. The rehabilitation period after that is about 2 months of being good with that tendon. You don't have to wear any special brace, but you have to be careful what you do.
And the most interesting thing about this, to me anyway, is despite the fact that it's called tennis elbow or golfer's elbow, you don't necessarily take that injury from playing tennis or golf. You can just get it from everyday stuff, right?
Right. Most people that have tennis elbow or golfer's elbow don't play either.
Gotcha. All right. Once again, Dr. Michael Sullivan joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Dr. Sullivan, I appreciate you coming on and taking the time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Sullivan. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Those segments always make me smarter. This segment brought to you by Crystal Pools and Catch 228. Okay, the trivia question is, who is the first ever number one overall pick by the Jacksonville Jaguars? 912-275-7017. We will take your calls. Thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com if you want to email an old school, but we're trying to get a trivia question winner. $25 gift certificate to Bramelli Boys if you come back with the correct answer. 912-275-7017. Who is the first ever number one overall pick for the Jags? And we don't have a lot of time to take callers this show because we just had the Michael Sullivan on. Next segment, Camden County broadcaster, we think, J.C. Outlaw will be live.
Joining. I'm looking forward to hearing some things from Mr. Outlaw.
Yeah, in case you're not familiar or don't know really what's going on, J.C. Outlaw, the voice of the Camden County Wildcats for 34 years, may have called his last Camden County football game. Some stuff going on down in Camden County that might actually lead to that happening, and so we'll find out. We're going to talk to him live next segment.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Likely an end of an era down in Camden. It looks like the voice of the Wildcats for 34 years, J.C. Outlaw, will no longer call Camden games. Hopefully, that can get worked out. On Pirate Waters, both Cam Futch and Sherrod Frazier took official visits to Georgia Southern this past week, and Frazier picked up another offer, this one from Rutgers. In Terror Nation, quarterback Randon Jernigan picked up another offer of his own, this one from Colorado State. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition. Want something special for mom for Mother's Day? Or that perfect gift for that soon-to-be grad? Cunningham Jewelers has your solution. Pearl sets starting at $99. Whether it's for mom, your daughter, your girlfriend, or wife. Cunningham Jewelers has the perfect pearl set for her. And Cunningham Jewelers even has baby sets. Cunningham Jewelers located in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17. An original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir.
Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Cabs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Cabs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Cabs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Cabs on Facebook. The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Jason Bishop, along with Drayton Hogarth. We are currently efforting J.C. Outlaw. So here's our trivia question. Who is the first ever number one overall pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars? 912-275-7017 is the call, is the number to get your call in. $25 gift certificate to Marshside Grill. This segment brought to you by Mateo's and Sea Palms Coastal Realty. So while we're efforting, JC, we might as well talk some Camden football. And well, before, and we'll also talk a little bit about the situation going down there with the Camden County broadcast. So basically, this is it in a nutshell, and there may be a lot more to it. I'm not really sure. But Camden County has had J.C. Outlaw call their games for 34 years. Lawton Teston, who helps J.C. call the games, has called them, I believe, for 31 years. And so essentially what we have is the quarterback club for the Camden County Wildcats, which, of course, is basically the booster club for the school, has decided that they're going to stream the games online, video stream the games, and that you will have to download the app and then pay $10 a month to watch the games online. And so the Board of Education down in Camden County okayed that. And then I think some wires got crossed and some miscommunication happened, and the radio station down in Camden, which has done those games forever, was under the impression that they weren't going to be doing the games. And of course, J.C. Outlaw and Lawton Teston and Bruce Peavy, who's the color commentator for Camden, were told that they weren't going to be doing the games because that radio station wasn't going to be doing the games, and the new broadcast crew would be brought in for the streaming, which is the case. The school board down there, Athletic Director Welton Coffey, I did get an opportunity to talk to him last week, and he said that it was never their intention to do away with the radio broadcast, that they were just adding the stream as another option for Camden County fans to be able to consume the games. And some other folks have said that's not the case. And so as of right now, there is no contract in place with the radio station to continue calling the games on the radio. Therefore, J.C. Outlaw, Lawton Teston, and Bruce Peavy calling those games, which, of course, again, J.C. Outlaw and Lawton Teston have done it forever. J.C. Outlaw in Camden County is the equivalent of Larry Munson at Georgia. So there are a lot of people that are really upset. And quite frankly, here's the way I feel about it. J.C. Outlaw is not only giving you 34 years of broadcast time, but he's raised a ton of money for the school and the program, and they need to figure that out. You don't just cut that guy off. You at least give him some type of farewell tour. He's earned it. He deserves it.
Yeah, 34 years of doing anything is something that needs to be rewarded, not just eliminated without any fanfare or at least some recognition, certainly. But man, you want to talk about Camden football real quick, man? We were looking at their schedule. I was stunned to see their schedule coming up this year.
It's killer.
It is crazy. I'll run through it real quick. Oakleaf, Venice, Columbia out of Lake City, then Glen Academy. Brunswick goes down there, at McEachern, Forest Park at Camden, Colquitt at home, Lowndes at home, and then travel to Tift County to end the season. That is not an easy schedule in the slightest. I mean, it's hard to find, okay, there's a definite win. There's hard to find more than one or two, okay, that's a definite win on that schedule.
Yeah. There's one.
The Forest Park
game. They'll beat Forest Park, and then I hate to say this, but I think they're going to go 1-9.
Yeah.
I think they'll beat Forest Park, and then I think they lose everybody else on their schedule. Look, even best case, best case, maybe some flip a coin or they don't really have a good shot to win, but maybe they can find a way in a game. Mm-hmm. Even if that happens, the best case scenario for the Wildcats is a 4-6 season.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like a game like Brunswick last year, who nobody would have thought that game would have been 7-6 in favor of Camden. I mean, just if one of those kind of games type of games happen, they can maybe squeak out a couple more wins, but it's very tough. And then, traveling up to McEachern and just that region that they're in to begin with. And we were talking about their realignments coming up. They're pretty much locked into where they're at. I don't see them really making any major changes in their regional makeup.
This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 912-275-7017 to get your calls in. Who is the first ever number one overall draft pick by the Jacksonville Jaguars $25 gift certificate on the line of Marside Grill. This segment brought to you by Express Lube and Alan Tucker. And going back to the Camden thing, yeah, their region consists of them, Lowndes, Colquitt, and Tift. It's a tough region. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those regions, it's one of these stupid realigned things that they've done this last realignment, where there's only four teams. Mm-hmm. And these small regions have to go. When they realign next year, we need to get some larger regions. If we have to travel a little bit further, okay. But, you know, when you've got Camden last year in a four-team region and they didn't have the best of years and they ended up not even getting into the playoffs, which typically, if you're a high school fan, you know this, the top four teams in every region every year get into the playoffs. And there were only four teams in Camden's region, and the GHSA decided that their record was so bad that they eliminated them from the playoffs and put in basically an at-large team in their place. Got to do away with these small regions. They've got to go, GHSA, if you're listening. And Camden's going to be in the same situation the same year. Same thing's going to happen to them. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a losing record and get replaced and have another at-large team from another region that's going to send five teams instead of four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. The regions, even if it means combining some schools that, you know, maybe not quite matching up wise as far as the attendance of your school, because that's how they try to judge it, is your enrollment. You know, it's close enough now. There's enough talent at most of these schools that you can kind of alleviate that a little bit, you know, kind of base it on the performance of the schools that you've seen. You know, add in maybe not necessarily the Savannah schools, but certainly like a Ware and Coffee, you know, add those teams back into the region for Glenn and Brunswick. Camden, if you want to throw them, I don't think Glenn and Brunswick would be opposed to Camden coming back in, if you want to know the truth of it, into their region.
Yeah, no, I think they would certainly be in favor of that. Okay, by the way, Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting will give you a free bag of Bass Assassin worms, plastic worms, not the real things. Plastic worms, Bass Assassin plastic worms for listening to the show. $5 value. Walk in there, tell them that you listened to the show and you heard it here, and they'll give you a $5 bag, a free bag of Bass Assassin plastic worms just for listening to the show while supplies last. So good deal there. New coach coming in, going to be a tough year. You got the circus going on with the broadcast team and the streaming and all that stuff. It's going to be an interesting year.
Talking to coach, you know, new coach coming in, Coach Spire, I was talking to another coach from out of state a couple of weeks ago, last week, something like that, but he's does some camps and stuff like that with Coach Spire. He says he feels like he gets a sense of a quiet confidence from Coach Spire about what he's seen so far, how the kids have kind of caught on to things that he's trying to implement. Maybe they can come out and surprise us. I don't know.
It would be a surprise.
Yeah, it would.
That's for sure, because their schedule's loaded, and I just don't think they've got the talent to compete with the talent they're playing against. By the way, another interesting tidbit coming out of Camden. We all know that Welton Coffey has been promoted to the athletic director position, but technically the old athletic director is still there. He's there until June.
Uh-oh.
And on payroll.
Wow.
So that's Gary Blunt. He is the athletic director until June. I guess Welton Coffey is the assistant athletic director acting?
Athletic director in waiting. I think that's is that like the head coach in waiting kind of thing?
I don't know. But Gary Blunt is still the AD there. And I didn't know that until all this kind of stuff went down with the broadcast. And I called down there and I was told, yeah, Gary Blunt's still the AD. I was like, wait, what? Okay.
All right. Hey, I got a secession plan in line.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at coastaloutdoorsfh.com.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondsdot.com.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Computer issues? No problem. Let the pros at Network Monkeys take away the stress and get your PC running back to top shape. Whether it be virus removal, custom builds, upgrades, or whatever. If it has to do with a computer, Network Monkeys has you covered. And now Network Monkeys offers tutoring for those of us that are less than tech savvy. 3831 Community Road, 912-466-0906 or online at networkmonkeys.com.
Second Amendment Firearms Emporium is locally owned and operated by Derek and J.R. Fiveash. All new firearms purchased in 2017 will carry a one-year cleaning service contract. And remember, Second Amendment Firearms Emporium has everything you want or need to protect your home and family. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road across from Fletsy. 912-262-0188 or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us.
All right, so it's the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. This segment brought to you by Floors and More and Fox's Pizza Downtown. So we didn't get him last segment, but we've got him on the line now via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. And I guess the voice, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to still call you that, the voice of the Camden County Wildcats, J.C. Outlaw.
I will always be the voice of the Camden County Wildcats because after 34 years, I think I've earned that moniker.
I agree.
Amen.
Well, JC, so kind of just nutshell us as to the circumstances that are surrounding the possibility of you not calling Camden games anymore. What's going on?
Well, it's a situation where the Camden County Quarterback Club has determined that they want to go into web broadcasting. And they kind of don't want to use us, I guess, as the audio. So, Jason Hurd, I'll be honest with you, I will be working every Friday night. I've been told that. It may not be on Camden football. It may be on a game of the week for South Georgia and North Florida.
But it'll happen to coincide with Camden County, or?
Yeah, basically, I mean, We'll pick out the best game of the week between probably West Nassau, Ferndina, also Yulee, Chapman County, and places like that, and go do the ball game. I always said if I wasn't the voice of the Cats, I'd like to travel around and do a game of the week.
Right.
Well, JC, you've had the opportunity to watch a ton of good players come through the Camden County program. Give us a good story about a player that we would recognize.
Of course, J.J. Green, Bryce Ramsey. But let me tell you who had the most upside of any player that's come out of Camden County. A guy named number 40, Jared Davis. And look what he's doing. He very well could be a number one, or not a number one, but a first-round draft pick come the draft day. And Jared's just a fantastic individual. And even though he didn't work out at the NFL Combine, they're still impressed with him because he's a highly intelligent individual.
Mm-hmm. What's tell us this, all the changeover that's going on at Camden here over the off season. What's kind of the vibe? Have you been able to hang out with the team and talk to the coaching staff and everything? What's kind of the vibe you're getting from Coach Spire?
I'm getting very good vibes. I hate to say this, but I told him, I said, I'll buy the tombstone here lies the Wing T. It was good for us for many years. It got us 3 state championships. It got us a team of the decade. But let me tell you something. In football, and Jason will tell you, I wrote an article, Evolution of Offense and the Evolution of Defense. The evolution of offense is to the spread offense. And because we have the athletes we have in Camden County, what I call space athletes, you give them the ball in space and they can do things, the spread is going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting live Camden County Wildcat football come this fall.
This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is the voice of the Camden County Wildcats, J.C. Outlaw. This segment brought to you by Second Amendment Gun Emporium, Parkwood Podiatry, and Coconut Kev's. Hey, J.C., give me we were looking at the Camden County schedule this season, and it is a tough road to hoe. Give me your prediction on a final record and what to expect from Camden County this season.
I say the low will be 5-5. I say the high will be 8-2.
Wow, really?
Yes. If the kids buy into Coach Fire's program, which I think they are, I could see, and it was amazing to me because I'm thinking quarterback. He's thinking defensive line. He said, we don't have a defensive line. We have none of these kids that are 6'4", 230 that are rangy. So we've got to do something with the defense. Now, they're changing the defense from the 3-5-3 to a 3-4. Now, anybody that knows football, they say, oh, bear 5-0 defense, which allows you to bring up the two guys for a five-man line at any time. It's better against the spread. Actually, the good defense against the spread is 2 of them. Of course, that's when you have a nickel back, you have 5 defensive backs, which that's a 4-5-2, or you have the 6 defensive backs, where that's a 4-6-1. So it allows you to be more versatile. And the 3-5-3 was great for Camden County. Coach Aaron instituted that because he saw the type of athletes that we had. Not real big, but fast. Now, there's something that's happened in Camden County, and people don't understand this. Our top guy runs a 4-5, 40. The reason this has happened is because in Camden County, you no longer have any jobs, and the people are having to move away. So the guys that I call their name, like the Aaron Farrells and Bucky Streaks and guys like that, that's why you have all your speed over in Brunswick Grand Academy now.
JC, 34 years of calling games, and going forward, I'm going to go ahead and say that. What's been your best memory, maybe outside of the state championship games? What kind of memory stands out to you?
Minus Central, no doubt about it. Best game ever called. Comes down to a field goal by Matt E. Haas with no time on the clock. They couldn't stop our run. We couldn't stop their pass. 45-42, Camden County wins at Chris Gilman Stadium in front of about 12,000 people.
JC, I thought you were going to answer that question with the 1 year that you and I spent together calling Camden County football games.
Jason, I could do that. I could really do that, but you were part of a state championship call.
I was.
But we only saw that day, Jason. We only saw a 6-minute ball game.
Yeah, that game was over very quickly, the state championship game that year, 2009, I believe that was.
Yeah, I basically the cats came out, and all you could hear before that game is Northside speed, Northside speed. Well, what do they say now? Do you remember when we were going up, I said we would steal one on special teams?
Actually, and then they did.
I had no idea we'd steal two, buddy.
Yep. If the memory serves me correctly, that game was 28-0 at the end of the first quarter.
That's correct. At the end of the first quarter it was, and it wound up 31-3. And the 3 that they got was on a field goal with about 2 minutes or something left in the first half. I remember what their announcer told me, Mike Davis. He said, congratulations, and I'm glad we're going down.
Well, J.C., thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure. And look, if there's any way that that situation down there can get remedied, I sure hope it does, because it would be a downright shame to turn on a Camden County football game and not hear J.C. Outlaw's voice calling it.
Let me tell you what warms my heart. It's the people that have come out in our support. That's what warms my heart. But what hurts my heart is that one-fourth of my fan base, the older folks who have sat in these stands and who have built this program, will lose. That's the bad part.
Yep. Thank you, JC. Good luck, man. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, man. It always is. Young man, I'm proud of you. That's all I can say. You were with me in 2009, and you're going into bigger and better things. But I'll tell you what, I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you, JC. I do appreciate that very much. I will say this. The 1 year that I spent calling games with JC Outlaw, probably learned more about calling high school football than I ever learned in college. So
yeah.
One of the very true legends of the state. And one day, JC Outlaw will find his name in the Georgia Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Likely an end of an era down in Camden. It looks like the voice of the Wildcats for 34 years, J.C. Outlaw, will no longer call Camden games. Hopefully, that can get worked out. On Pirate Waters, both Cam Futch and Sherrod Frazier took official visits to Georgia Southern this past week, and Frazier picked up another offer, this one from Rutgers. In Terror Nation, quarterback Randon Jernigan picked up another offer of his own, this one from Colorado State. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go, 912-267-0248.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Welcome back to the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Going to jump right back into it. This segment is brought to you by Watermarks Printing and by Brunswick Country Club. Real quick, trivia question, Marshside Grill, $25 gift certificate. First ever draft pick by the Jacksonville Jaguars. You got one segment left. Give us a call, 275-7017. Right now we're going to head to one of the most dangerous places in the world, the mind of Jason Bishop, for this week's Week in Review.
And here we go. Braves open up SunTrust Park and look like a playoff contender. And then the Nats come to town. Never mind. Serena Williams says she is pregnant. Maybe that means we won't have to look at those hideous outfits she wears at every tourney. There are hockey playoffs happening right now.
What's hockey? Tiger Woods will have a fourth back surgery. This may end his career. Oh, wait. His career has been over since that golf club went through the window of that SUV. In the midst of the Cavs' 26-point comeback against the Pacers, Larry Bird wished he was walking through that door. Hawks down 2-0 to Wizards. The dynasty continues. NFL draft, or what player's career the Browns will ruin next. How's that for data? And these are my thoughts.
Well, I got a few chuckles out of that. Yeah, Tiger's been done for a while, unfortunately. He ain't coming back.
No.
Even if this goes the most amazing surgery in the ever, he ain't coming back.
From a guy that's had back surgery, you don't want to have more than one.
Yeah, not for a professional athlete.
No. This segment brought to you by Network Monkeys and Cunningham Jewelers. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, guys, y'all are pushing us into the very, very limit here. 912-275-7017 is the number to get your calls in. Who is the first ever number one overall pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars? This is not hard. This should be a slam dunk. And if you don't know it, Google does. I promise you. All right, so we're going to jump into our stuff that we didn't get to during the regular show, which this show is slim. That's a lot of stuff. This segment may not be long enough. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
Sure, I'll go. Obviously, G-Day, 2 o'clock, SEC Network. Check it out if you can't make it to Athens.
The number one overall pick looks like it's going to end up being Myles Garrett. The Browns have that pick. And the number one quarterback is still looking like Mitch Trubisky instead of Deshaun Watson. How this happened, I have no idea.
I know. It's crazy, dude. It doesn't fit a certain height requirement or whatever. Take Watson if you want to win. Speaking of the draft, Reuben Foster, linebacker from Alabama, failed his drug test at the NFL Combine. I'm not surprised.
Awesome.
Slightest, you know, and he cost himself probably at least 10 spots in the draft, at least. I mean, you remember Tunsil drop, Warren Sapp drop, Randy Moss. Anytime any of this comes out, they always drop multiple spots, 10 spots.
The Jacksonville Jaguars general manager Dave Caldwell went on record as to say the organization was not sure, actually used the term undecided, on whether or not they were going to pick up Blake Bortles' fifth-year option for 2018.
Big year for Bortles this year. Falcons schedule came out. We were going to talk extensively about this, but
didn't happen.
Not going to happen today, so I'll talk about it in the quick hits. I think this is a very tough schedule. You've got your NFC South opponents, obviously, Saints, Bucks, and Panthers, which those should be better this year.
Panthers are going to be really good.
Yeah. But then you add to that Green Bay, New England, the Lions, Dolphins, Cowboys, Seahawks, all playoff teams from last year. And they've got back-to-back-to-back road games in the middle of the season.
That's why it's so hard to make it back to the playoffs the year after you've been to the Super Bowl, because your schedule is based on how good you were the year before. That's why it's so difficult. Now, a lot of teams, you'll see it. They'll make the Super Bowl, even sometimes win it, and then not make the playoffs the next year because their schedule is brutal.
Yeah, except for New England.
Looks like the Falcons, they're going to be drafting, speaking of them, at number 31. And it looks like they're probably going to be, if Charles Harris is available out of Missouri, defensive pass rusher, defensive end, probably can play him at linebacker as well. That's who they're going to take, Charles Harris out of Missouri, if he's there. That's their number one guy if that pick is there when it gets to him.
Yeah. I still say they should take a look at trading up, especially if there's a run on defensive line or pass rushers. You know, I think that'd be a good idea for them to move up. Also, keep an eye if Jabril Peppers is still around at that spot, especially if the defensive ends have gone. He could fill a lot of holes for the Falcons on a lot of spots. Jaguars schedule, I'm looking that 7-9, 9-7 range. You know, it depends on how a couple games go.
Depends on Blake Bortles.
Very, very honestly. The weirdest part about their schedule, home game in London. and no bye week following that game in London.
Another interesting thing is a couple weeks ago, speaking of Blake Bortles, the Jags actually hosted Deshaun Watson down in Jacksonville. So they're having some discussions. If Deshaun Watson falls to them somewhere in the draft, or if they're in a position to possibly trade up to get him, Jacksonville is interested in drafting Deshaun Watson if the scenario presents itself, which says to me they're not as high on Blake Bortles as what we may think they are, especially when Dave Caldwell came out and said that they're not, they don't even know if they're going to pick up the fifth-year option. They have until like May 20th or something like that to make that call on whether or not they'll pick up Blake Bortles' option. So we'll see if that happens.
Could be a light of fire under Bortles type of situation too, trying to inspire him a little bit. We mentioned Hawks basketball playoff game today. I believe it's 5:30. Must win. If you don't win this, you may as well forfeit game four and just save us all the time.
Here's what's funny about that. So every year the Cavs knock the Hawks out, right? So you're looking at this year, well, they're not going to get to the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals because Boston will be standing in their way if they got out of the bracket or out of the series with the Wizards. Well, then Boston goes down 2-0 to the Bulls, and you're thinking, wow, if the Bulls pull that out, they're the eight seed. So if the Hawks win against the Wizards, they'll play the Bulls. Surely they'll beat the eight seed. And then guess who's waiting for them in the Eastern Conference Finals? The Cavs. And then the Hawks, appropriately, right on cue, lose the first two games of the Wizards.
It's the worst possible matchup they could have had in the playoffs. It sucks. Every year, it's always they get the toughest draw.
Any more? Yeah.
What you going to do?
Randon Jernigan, another offer from Colorado State. Sherrod Frazier from Brunswick High gets an offer from Rutgers. Those two guys seem to be neck and neck as far as teams at the next level football-wise really being recruited heavily.
Yeah, Colorado State was Jernigan's offer. Coach Bobo reaching back down into his old stomping grounds in the 912, giving an offer to Randon.
The Jags look like that they're set on drafting Leonard Fournette at 4. The Panthers may take McCaffrey at 8, which then pushes Dalvin Cook out of the top 10. And the mock drafts I'm seeing has him going as low as 19.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to trade up if he's not taken in the top 10.
I think that's almost a definite. So whenever it's going to be fun to watch next week, the draft, we'll talk about that, and we'll be back to cover it all next week.
This has been The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Thank you to our guest, JC Outlaw, for tuning in. Thank you to all our sponsors. Thank you for the SouthernSportsEdition.com for sponsoring the landline for folks to be able to call in. Of course, our home affiliate here, 93.7 WBQF.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Want something special for mom for Mother's Day or that perfect gift for that soon-to-be grad? Cunningham Jewelers has your solution. Pearl sets starting at $99, whether it's for mom, your daughter, your girlfriend, or wife. Cunningham Jewelers has the perfect pearl set for her, and Cunningham Jewelers even has baby sets. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altema Avenue, or just give them a call.
call 265-2388.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
So here we are, slaving away at station WXYZ. We have this ad to do for a crystal ball service. Let's see. Okay, here we go. For your next close call, call Crystal Ball.
I hate to break it to you, but that's a crystal pool service.
No, let me see that. Well, that does make a difference now, doesn't it?
Tried to tell you.
Stop it.
Got anything for a pool service?
Oh, yeah, that's real easy. For a crystal pool, call Crystal Pool at 262-9260.
You just made that up.
Uh-huh.